13, 2007, Truth Radio, Radio Pacific. Today marks the beginning in this country of Islam Awareness Week. I've been doing my bit. A couple of weeks back in my regular salient column, I referred to Islam as a stupid, stinking superstition, which it is, and explained why. A spokesman for the superstition then wrote to Salient, "Have you not learned that Muslims do not take very kindly to deliberately injurious and unfair representations of their religion? How do you think they would react to Islam being reduced to a stinking stupid superstition? It is counterproductive to allow for such uneducated, hateful discourse." Well, as I say in today's Salient, woe! Can't you just hear the scimitars being sharpened? Can't you just see the writing on the placards? Same as in London, to hell with freedom of speech, death to those who insult Islam. And note the unmistakable subtext, close Perigo down. Not once does either of the apologists even pretend to address the substance of my article. Not once does he even pretend to defend the tenets of a stinking stupid superstition, or Sharia, or Jihad. Most tellingly, not once does he even pretend to condemn the beheaders, the car bombers, the suicide pilots, or any other variant of stupid, stinking, superstitious terrorist in his ranks. There are well over a billion people in the world now enthralled to this barbarous superstition, and, as noted previously, it is the world's fastest growing throwback to the theological ooze. Just imagine if all these folk were committed to enlightened secularism, reason, and freedom. What a different world it would be. Instead, they genuflect five times a day to a non-existent God and a pedophile prophet, and surrender their independent judgment to the dictates of bloodthirsty, lice-ridden old mullahs for whom soap and toothpaste are Western bourgeois decadences. So, let the local Muslims renounce and denounce terrorism, jihad and Sharia law loudly and unambiguously. Let them pledge their respect for the rights of non-Muslims to practice their religion, or no religion like me. I grant them that right. Let them show that they can reciprocate. If we're going to have some sort of touchy-feely kumbaya week, let's all get together, hold hands and say in unison, "I disagree with what you say, but defend to the death your right to say it." Now that would be worth dedicating a week to.